بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسول الكريم، ما بعد. عن أبي عمرو وقيل أبي عمرة سفيان بن عبد الله رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: قلت يا رسول الله، قل لي في الإسلام قولا لا أسأل عنه أحدا غيرك. قال: قل آمنت بالله ثم استقم. رواه مسلم. The narrator of this hadith is Sufyan bin Abdullah رضي الله تعالى عنه, who was appointed as the governor of Taif during the Khilafat of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. We find that peculiarly with regards to this sahabi, this is the only hadith that is narrated by him. This hadith is recorded in Muslim Sharif, Tirmizi Sharif, Nasai and Ibn Majah. However, if we look at the subject matter and the content of this hadith, we can perhaps understand why this is the only hadith that is narrated by the sahabi. Even though the hadith is very, very brief, we find that this is amongst the ahadith that Imam Nawawi rahimullah mentioned, that this hadith is from amongst the fundamental principles of Islam. The subject matter is such that it is very, very comprehensive. If you look at the words of the hadith, the sahabi Sufyan bin Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu approaches Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he says to him, O Nabi of Allah, tell me something in Islam. Tell me something in Islam which is so concise that لا أسأل عنه أحدا غيرك. I will not need to ask anything else besides this. So tell me something that is comprehensive, that will address all my needs with regards to Islam. And I will not have to ask anyone anything else after this. So we can see that obviously from the tone of the question, that I don't want to ask anything else, just give me something that I can hold on to, adhere to. This is why this is the only hadith narrated by the sahabi. And obviously the nature of the question being such, we can understand why Imam Nawawi rahimullah says that this hadith forms one of the fundamental principles of Islam. So what was the advice that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave him? First and foremost, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, قُلْ سَيْ آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ. As we mentioned yesterday, in the verse of the Quran, which ulama say that this hadith is actually an explanation of that verse of the Quran, where Allah says, "Inna al-ladina qalu Rabbun Allah, thumma istaqamu, tadanazzalu alayhim al-malaika, Allah taqafu wa la tahzanu ila akhir al-ayah." That verily those who will say, "Our Rabb is Allah," then they will have istiqamat upon this. Then the malaika will descend upon them. They will be given the glad tidings of Jannat, etc. Ulama say that this hadith is actually an explanation of that verse of the Quran. And as we mentioned yesterday, that قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ, or in this case, قُلْ آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ, say I believe in Allah, does not just mean say with the tongue. But bring the reality of iman, آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ, I have brought iman on Allah, bring that reality in the heart and on the tongue. This is what is meant when we say آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهُ, آمَنَّا بِاللَّهُ, رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ. Ulama give four explanations for this expression, that why Rasulullah ﷺ commanded him first to say قُلْ, first to say آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ, that قُلْ آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ. One explanation they give is that Nabi ﷺ is instructing him that refresh and renew your iman. Not just any iman, but that iman where you bear in mind all the ramifications, that when a person says لا إله إلا الله, when a person says رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ, when a person says آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهُ, what does that mean? To believe in Allah with all His qualities, with all the requisites of iman, comprehending the oneness of Allah, the greatness of Allah, the azmat of Allah, refresh this, renew this, bring this in your heart and bring the reality of it on your tongue. Second explanation ulama give about this is they say that in this is ishara, is inference, that all good deeds will never be accepted by Allah except that a person has iman. First you have to bring iman. Then whatever good deeds you do, you will be rewarded in the hereafter. So this inference is found that actions without iman are not accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Third meaning that ulama ikram give, that what is the order after this? قُلْ آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقِيمُ. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, say, I believe in Allah, then have istiqamat. So they say that Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is teaching us that without true iman, without true tawheed, without comprehending the true oneness of Allah, istiqamat upon deen is impossible. So first, we have to have iman on Allah's oneness, then it will be possible to bring our lives onto deen. And fourth meaning, ulama ikram give, that every action, قُلْ آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقِيمْ. What is the meaning of this? That every action should be done only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And without tawfiq, without guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, any action will be impossible. We find that, my respected brothers, like I said, that this hadith has a very, very comprehensive meaning. The sahabi says, tell me something, after this I don't need to ask anything else. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, قُلْ آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقِيمْ. Say, I believe in Allah, thereafter bring istiqamat. Istiqamat, one upon tawheed. Istiqamat upon the oneness of Allah. Istiqamat upon your true belief on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then such an iman which will translate itself into actions. That is, you bring your life in adherence to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In layman's terms, once this heart has brought istiqamat on Allah's oneness, every limb of the body, your hands, your eyes, your ears, your tongue, your feet, everything, that also must be on istiqamat. At any given time, do with your hands what Allah wants. Look with your eyes at what Allah wants. Listen with your ears at what Allah wants. This is istiqamat. Now, of all the limbs in the body, which is the most important? After the heart, after iman, which is the most important? And not only important, which is the most dangerous? We find that in another narration of the same hadith, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he gives this answer, قُلْ آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقِيمْ, there is an addition in the hadith that the sahabi asks another question. What question he asks? He says, قُلْتُ فَمَا أَتَّقِي فَأَوْمَا إِلَى لِسَانِهِ وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ أُخْرَى قُلْتُ مَا أَخْوَفُ مَا تَخَافُ عَلَيْهِ فَأَخَذَ بِلِسَانِ نَفْسِهِ قَالَ هَذَا. The sahabi says that, Ya Rasulullah, you have told me to make istiqamat. Bring istiqamat on the heart, amantu billah. Thereafter, every limb of my body on istiqamat, to obey Allah Ta'ala. Of all the limbs of my body, which is the one that I should fear the most? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, in one narration it comes, فَأَوْمَا إِلَىٰ لِسَانِهِ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam pointed to the tongue. And he said, fear this tongue. Another narration, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he was asked the question, what is the limb that I have to fear the most? What will destroy my istiqamat? And what, na'uzu billah, Allah protect us, will take me to Jahannam? Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in this narration, فَأَخَذَ بِلِسَانِهِ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with his fingers, caught hold of his tongue. And he said, هَذَا. Guard this tongue. Guard this tongue, otherwise istiqamat is impossible. Why? Ulama explain. They say, لِأَنَّ اللِّسَانِ تَرْجُمَانُ الْقَلْبُ وَالْمُعَبِّرْ عَنْهُ. Because what is in the heart will reveal itself on the tongue. If consciousness of Allah is not in the heart, if true tawheed of Allah is not in the heart, shirk will come on the tongue. If the consciousness that Allah is looking at me is not in the heart, if the consciousness that Allah is listening to me is not in the heart, then a person will speak what he is not supposed to speak. He will bring on his tongue that which he is not supposed to bring. So this is why we have to be very, very careful. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in one hadith which is mentioned in Musnad Ahmad, the narrator is Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said, لا يستقيم إيمان عبد حتى يستقيم قلبه ولا يستقيم قلبه حتى يستقيم لسانه. He said, a person's iman will never come on istiqamat until he brings istiqamat of the heart. And istiqamat of the heart is impossible until we bring istiqamat of the tongue. In another narration, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, this hadith is mentioned in Tirmizi Sharif, that إِذَا أَصْبَحَ إِبْنُ آدَمْ فَإِنَّ الْأَعْضَىٰ كُلَّهَا تُكَفِّرُ اللِّسَانِ فَتَقُولْ اِتَّقِ اللَّهَ فِينَا فَإِنَّمَا نَحْنُ بِكَ فَإِنْ اسْتَقَمْتَ اسْتَقَمْنَا وَإِنْ وَجَجْتَ اَوَجَدْنَا. That every day in the morning, every limb of the body beseeches and begs the tongue. Every limb of the body asks the tongue, beseeches the tongue, اِتَّقِ اللَّهَ فِينَا, fear Allah for our sake. Because our destination, our eventual goal will be dependent on what you do. If you are straight, all of us will be straight. If you are crooked, all of us will become crooked. So my respected brothers, istiqamat, we can see from this hadith how important it is. At any given time to be on what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, subhanallah.